Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm broadcasting live from Livingston, Montana, on my vacation. And that's right, I'm doing the show some on my vacation. And I just don't, I love doing it so much, I don't want to get that far away from it. But I do have some things I want to talk to you about. This next couple of segments, I want to talk about selling, and I've spent a lot of time. I've made sure over the last almost 18 years, I've made sure that we've had plenty of programming with experts on selling, and I am one of those. I am an expert in selling, in salesmanship. I've been around too long. I've had too much experience. I've made a million sales calls. I've had great success, and I've been thrown out on my ear one time at gunpoint. So there's not much that anybody can see, especially in the B2B world, business to business, that I haven't seen. And I do believe that nothing happens till somebody makes a sale. There's just no question about it. There is no chicken or egg quandary, my friends, about that. You can't count. Accountants can't count numbers. The delivery trucks can't deliver products. Nobody can talk about profits or revenue or anything else until somebody makes a sale. And so that's the reason why I think selling, the sales process, the selling discipline, the selling profession is such an important one. And that's the reason why I've made sure that we have plenty of programming on that topic. And so I want to talk about that, a little bit more about that right now. As you probably know, chapter 16 in my new book, The Age of the Customer, is all about how selling has changed. The most dramatic change, if you think of selling as a two-step process, I like to keep things simple. I've broken it down into a two-step process. The first step is getting in front of a person, a customer, a prospect, I should say. Getting in front of a prospect. I actually call them suspects because they're not prospects until you know that they can buy from you. But regardless, to make it simple, until you get in front of the prospect to talk to them and to start qualifying them, whether they're a real prospect for you, whether they actually could turn into a customer for you, until you get to that face-to-face meeting, then it's the prospecting process, the prospecting step. After that, it's the closing step, right? You're on the way to getting them, closing them, ultimately, maybe today, maybe a year from now, to being a customer. It's a two-step process, prospecting and closing. So the prospecting part, the closing part, hasn't 100 years. Even in the age of the customer, that part of it, the fundamentals are essentially the same. And so if you're already good at that, then you're going to continue to be good at that. If you're not, then you need to go buy a book and get some training. But the prospecting part, this is the part that's really been turned on its ear in the age of the customer. Since people have been able to do their own research, and they don't need salespeople to come by and teach them what's available, and they're actually able, as you may have read my writing, or you've heard me say, they actually are able to pre-qualify themselves. I'm sorry, they self-qualify themselves and pre-qualify you. That's huge. That's a huge paradigm shift for professional sales. And so in the old days, all my life, and for probably 100 years, we've all heard the key to selling is numbers. Numbers, numbers, numbers. If you want to make more sales, you got to see more people. Well, you know what, folks? That's not still true, except I do believe that that's no longer the single key to sales in the business-to-business world is numbers. I think that kind of thinking is probably outdated now for this reason. I say that the key to sales is quality numbers. Quality numbers, not just numbers, not just picking up the phone and dialing and cold calling people, not just knocking on doors, not just shooting blind emails out to people who don't even know you. That's cold calling, and that part has is low percentage anymore. And so when I talk about the quality, you still want quantity. You gotta have enough people. One prospect is no prospect. One proposal is no proposal. You gotta have multiple activity out there. But the activity you need to have has gotta increasingly be, it's got to be quality. And what that means is that these, you have nurtured, in order to get to see a customer today, a prospect today, there has to be some reason for them to believe that they should talk to you. They no longer just let you wander in off the street. They no longer take your calls. The percentage is infinitesimal that this works, that the old way of cold calling works. So what you have to do is you have to meet them. You have to find a way to exchange a business card. You have to get a referral. You've got to somehow make them. You have to somehow get on their radar screen. You have to get on their radar screen so that when you say, can I come by for 5 minutes and visit with you? Can I drop by? Would you have lunch with me? Will you join me on LinkedIn? When you say those things, you've already been on their radar screen and they accept. My friends, that's part of the steps of quality selling, not numbers selling. Now, I want you to have numbers of quality prospecting. I want you to do numbers of quality prospecting, just not numbers of the old way. So think about that. And this is very important. And if you want to know more about that, you can find it in chapter 16 of my book. And you know where you can find that. The Age of the Customer, by the way, is the name of the book. Got to take a quick break, 20 after. I'm going to talk about the American Dream when we come back. And then after that, Gordon Chang. I'm Jim Blasting. You stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.